sense that I got from the commanders and the fighters on the front line is they're ready.
That's Christopher Miller in eastern Ukraine. I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway. He's telling us that the tripwires between Ukrainian and pro-Russian forces are as tight as they've ever been and that anything could happen now. Christopher Miller is based in Ukraine for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. He's just been embedded on the front lines with Ukrainian troops and says that along with 40,000 troops now mobilized on the Crimea-Ukraine border, the calm of the last few years appears to be coming to an end.
Ukraine has been put on a war footing with the recent events in Crimea just these past couple days, and the Russians accusing Ukraine of sending in special forces. Just in the last 24 hours, we've heard the president say that he's putting the entire country on high alert. More soldiers have been moved to the front lines in eastern Ukraine, and new battalions and divisions have even been moved now to the south near the administrative border of Crimea.
What's the condition of the airport in Donetsk and other infrastructure in Donetsk? Has it been rebuilt, and is it now going to be reused as a base of operations?
No, I don't imagine that the airport will be used for any coming and going. At least not in the near or even distant future. It's completely destroyed. It's built in 2012. It was this beautiful glass structure, symbol of modern Ukraine and moving forward toward Europe, and it's just been completely destroyed, and there's very, very little left.
Is there a sense in which this mobilization is designed to take specific territory, or is it simply a return to a kind of chaos that we saw a year and a half ago?
You know, with the exception of one incident in the last couple of months in which a Ukrainian battalion by the name of Idar pushed forward 1 kilometer and seized a little bit of new territory, we haven't seen any forward movement by either side. It's mostly just shooting back and forth, that shooting back and forth intensifying. So rather than small caliber weapons, Kalashnikov rifles, smaller mortars, we're seeing heavy mortars, we're seeing heavy weapons, and even in several cases over the last couple of weeks, the return of surface-to-surface rockets called Grad translates to hail, being used on the front line and falling down not only on military positions on both sides, but also civilian areas of the region.
Christopher, would you say that the morale and the sort of heated passions of the Russian-speaking majority, I guess, in eastern Ukraine is at the same level of height and has been put up to the sort of level of militancy that we saw a year and a half ago? And is the morale on the Ukrainian side ready to sort of engage in an all-out war here?
Worryingly, yes. The rhetoric has also increased along with the fighting. Passions are very, very hot right now, hotter than I've seen in the last 10 or 12 months. The sense that I got from the commanders and the fighters on the front line is they're ready. They believe that their military is much stronger than it was at the beginning of the conflict. They're much more organized. They're getting a lot more help from the government. And right now, the battalions and the men on the front lines are some of Ukraine's most seasoned and skilled fighters.
Christopher Miller is a reporter based in Ukraine for Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty. He just returned from the front lines in eastern Ukraine, embedded with Ukrainian special forces. Thank you so much, Christopher.
Thank you for having me.